Abortion award recipient Hillary Clinton bemoans Roe revelation, utter disgrace. By Penny Starr on May 3, 2022. Hillary Clinton took to social media to weigh in on the leak of the draft of a U.S. Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, which shows a majority of justices reject the idea abortion is a constitutional right. Not surprising. But still outrageous, Clinton tweeted. This decision is a direct assault on the dignity, rights, and lives of women, not to mention decades of settled law. It will kill and subjugate women even as a vast majority of Americans think abortion should be legal. What an utter disgrace. Clinton was responding to a Politico tweet on Monday revealing the left-wing media outlet was leaked a copy of the draft. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, according to an initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito circulated inside the court and obtained by Politico, the outlet posted on Twitter. Clinton has consistently been a supporter of aborted unborn children and was even honored in 2014 by Planned Parenthood Federation of America, which bestowed upon her the award named for the eugenist founder of the abortion industry, Margaret Sanger. Planned Parenthood reported on the occasion. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Secretary Clinton received this award for her unwavering support of women's health and rights throughout her public service career. Actor America Ferrera co-hosted the event with PPFA President Cecile Richards. It was a great privilege when I was told that I would receive this award, said U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, in accepting the award. It's part of a movement which is about economic and political progress for all women and girls. It's about making sure that every woman and girl everywhere has the opportunity she deserves to fulfill her potential, the potential as a mother, worker and human being. The overarching mission of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, the cause of reproductive freedom that you continue to advance today is as relevant in our world now as it was 100 years ago. So, I thank you. Throughout her public service career, as First Lady of the United States, as a U.S. Senator, and now as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton has blazed a path to make health care affordable and available to all Americans, said Planned Parenthood Federation of America President Cecile Richards. We are honored to work alongside such a champion of health care reform to meet the needs of women, men, and families across the country. Apparently, Clinton only wants girls who are allowed to be born to fulfill her potential. According to its 2020-2021 annual report, Planned Parenthood aborted 354,871 unborn babies in 1 year, or almost 3,000 a month at its clinics around the country. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.